Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hola y bienvenidos a Coffee Break Spanish. Welcome back to Coffee Break Spanish. I'm here today to introduce you to lesson 34, in which Cara and I will be having breakfast on the terrace of the hotel. Now, we have learned lots of vocabulary for dealing with ordering drinks and food in bars and restaurants, so lots of this will come in useful today. I hope you enjoy this lesson. We're ordering breakfast on the terrace of the hotel. You'll hear me and Cara, and you'll also hear another person, la madre de Cara. You'll hear the camarero and a lady who's sitting beside us at the table next to us. Let's listen to the conversation in its entirety.
Hola, buenos días.
Hola, ¿quiere desayunar?
Sí, gracias. Somos tres.
¿Quieren desayunar en la terraza o dentro? ¿Qué prefieren?
En la terraza, por favor.
¿Qué quiere beber? ¿Hay café, té, cacao o chocolate?
Para mí, un café con leche, por favor.
Para mí, cacao, por favor. Y mi madre quisiera té.
Muy bien. Hablan ustedes muy bien español.
Gracias.
¿Y usted, señora, habla español?
Un poco. Estoy estudiando español.
Muy bien. Disculpen, mi inglés es muy malo.
Buenos días.
Buenos días. Que aproveche.
Gracias. ¿De dónde son ustedes?
Somos de Escocia. ¿Y usted de dónde es?
Yo soy española, de Burgos. Estoy aquí de viaje de negocios.
¿En qué trabaja?
Soy periodista. ¿Ustedes están de vacaciones?
Bueno, supongo que sí, pero también trabajamos un poco.
Bueno, el cacao para usted, el té para la señora y el café para usted, señor. Con leche, ¿verdad?
Sí, gracias.
Y aquí tienen pan tostado y croissant.
Muchas gracias.
¿Qué habitaciones tienen ustedes, por favor?
Nosotras estamos en la 210.
Y yo la 203.
Muy bien, muchas gracias.
So, as usual, it's now time to go into the language in this conversation in more detail. Let's listen to the first part of the conversation again.
Hola, buenos días.
Hola, ¿quiere desayunar?
Sí, gracias. Somos tres.
The waiter begins by asking me, ¿quiere desayunar? Desayunar means to have breakfast. It's a verb, and in English we have to say to have breakfast or to eat breakfast, whereas in Spanish there's one word, desayunar, and it's of course linked to the noun for breakfast, el desayuno. So, ¿quiere desayunar? Are you wanting to have breakfast? And I answer, sí, somos tres. Now, somos means we are. So, somos tres, literally, we are three, which of course means there are three of us. Somos tres.
¿Quieren desayunar en la terraza o dentro? ¿Qué prefieren?
En la terraza, por favor.
So the waiter goes on and asks, ¿Quieren desayunar en la terraza o dentro? ¿Qué prefieren? So, desayunar, we've got again, ¿Quieren desayunar en la terraza? La terraza is the terrace or the balcony. So do you want to have breakfast on the balcony or on the terrace? ¿Quieren desayunar en la terraza? ¿O dentro? ¿Or inside? ¿Qué prefieren? What do you prefer? Now, this is quite interesting because when I arrived down at the restaurant, the waiter asked me, ¿Quiere desayunar? And then when I said, somos tres, there are three of us, he then began to change the verb form and use the plural form. ¿Quieren desayunar en la terraza? Listen to the two phrases again.
Hola, ¿quiere desayunar? ¿Quieren desayunar en la terraza o dentro? ¿Qué prefieren?
So we had, ¿quiere desayunar in the first one, the singular form? And, ¿quieren desayunar en la terraza? And, ¿qué prefieren? Both of these use the plural formal version of the verb. Prefieren, quieren, as opposed to the singular formal version. Quiere, and indeed, prefiere.
¿Qué quiere beber? ¿Hay café, té, cacao o chocolate?
Para mí, un café con leche, por favor.
Para mí, cacao, por favor. Y mi madre quisiera té.
So now that we're out on the terrace, the waiter turns to me and asks me what I would like. He offers me various things. Café, té, coffee and tea, and a couple of things that we've not done. Cacao is powdered chocolate or cocoa powder sprinkled on hot milk, and chocolate is a very thick hot chocolate. Now, I order for myself and Cara orders for herself, but then Cara says, Y mi madre quisiera té. Now, you know quisiera already. It means I would like. But note here that Cara says, Mi madre quisiera. My mother would like. So you can use quisiera both when you're talking about yourself, I would like, and when you're talking about another person, he or she would like. Mi madre, in this case, mi madre quisiera té. My mother would like tea. The waiter continues by offering us some compliments. Listen again to this part and see if you can work out exactly what's going on.
Muy bien. Hablan ustedes muy bien español.
Gracias.
¿Y usted, señora, habla español?
Un poco. Estoy estudiando español.
Muy bien. Disculpen, mi inglés es muy malo.
So the waiter says, You speak very good Spanish. Hablan ustedes muy bien español. So literally, you speak Spanish very well. He then asks Cara's mum, Do you speak Spanish? ¿Y usted, señora, habla español? And Cara's mum says, Estoy estudiando. She could also have said, Estoy aprendiendo. I'm learning or I'm studying Spanish. The waiter finally apologizes for his English. He says, Disculpen. Disculpen means I'm sorry or forgive me. Mi inglés es muy malo. My English is very bad. Now, at this point, we get talking to a lady who's sitting at the next table. Now, I notice that this lady is about to start eating, so I say, Que aproveche, to her, meaning, enjoy your meal.
Buenos días.
Buenos días, que aproveche.
Gracias. ¿De dónde son ustedes?
Somos de Escocia. ¿Y usted de dónde es?
Yo soy española.
Now, this part of the conversation gives you a good opportunity to compare the singular and the plural formal forms. The lady begins by asking, ¿De dónde son ustedes? So, where are you, plural, from? ¿De dónde son ustedes? And Cara replies, saying, Somos de Escocia. We are from Scotland. And then she asks, ¿De dónde es usted? So where are you from? So usted, the singular, ustedes, the plural. And so when you're asking the question, where are you from, talking to one person in the singular, you would say, ¿De dónde es usted? And the plural form, ¿De dónde son ustedes? Okay, we'll be back in just a moment. When you're not listening to Coffee Break Spanish, you can still practice your Spanish with our regular posts on social media. Find us on Facebook, just search for Coffee Break Spanish. We're Learn Spanish on Twitter. And you can keep up with the team through our regular posts on Instagram. Follow Coffee Break Languages. It's our mission to help you turn your downtime into your do time.
This Mother's Day, celebrate the extraordinary women in your life with a heartfelt gift from Blue Nile. Whether it's for your mom, a mother figure, or yourself as a mom, find that perfect piece to express your love and appreciation. Explore Blue Nile's exquisite pearls and mesmerizing gemstones that she's sure to love. Enjoy fast shipping options like guaranteed free shipping and returns. Make this Mother's Day unforgettable with a piece from Blue Nile. Right now, get up to 50% off at BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Hey, Prime members, you can listen to this show ad-free on Amazon Music. Download the Amazon Music app today.
Okay, let's get on with the lesson. This all really does make sense once you get used to it, so it's just a case of persevering and trying your hardest to understand and to recognize words.
Yo soy española, de Burgos. Estoy aquí de viaje de negocios.
¿En qué trabaja?
Soy periodista.
So the lady says that she is on a business trip. Estoy aquí de viaje de negocios. And I ask her what she does for a living. She says, soy periodista. Can you remember what that is? It's a journalist, so she's a journalist on a business trip. She then asks us, are you on holiday? And once again, listen to the verb forms in this question.
¿Ustedes están de vacaciones?
Bueno, supongo que sí, pero también trabajamos un poco.
So she says, están de vacaciones. Are you on holiday? And I answer in rather a complicated way. I say, supongo que sí. I suppose so. Supongo que sí. Pero, but, trabajamos un poco. Trabajamos means we work or we are working un poco, a little. So the full thing there was, supongo que sí. Pero también trabajamos un poco. I suppose so, but we are also working a little. Now, by this time, the waiter has collected our breakfasts.
Bueno, el cacao para usted, el té para la señora y el café para usted, señor. Con leche, ¿verdad?
Sí, gracias.
Y aquí tienen pan tostado y croissant.
Muchas gracias.
In addition to our drinks, he also brought us pan tostado, which is toasted bread, y croissant, which is, of course, croissant. Finally, the waiter wants to know what rooms we're in order that he can take a note of the room numbers for our bill.
¿Qué habitaciones tienen ustedes, por favor?
Nosotras estamos en la 210.
Y yo la 203.
Muy bien, muchas gracias.
So did you get those room numbers? Cara said nosotras, meaning her and her mum. Estamos en la 210. So we are in room 210. And I said, y yo en la 203. And I'm in 203. Okay, it's time to listen one more time to the whole conversation from beginning to end. And having studied the language, I'd like you to see how much you understand this time round, to see if it's more than you understood the first time you heard this conversation.
Hola, buenos días.
Hola, ¿quiere desayunar?
Sí, gracias. Somos tres.
¿Quieren desayunar en la terraza o dentro? ¿Qué prefieren?
En la terraza, por favor.
¿Qué quiere beber? ¿Hay café, té, cacao o chocolate?
Para mí, un café con leche, por favor.
Para mí, cacao, por favor. Y mi madre quisiera té.
Muy bien. Hablan ustedes muy bien español.
Gracias.
¿Y usted, señora, habla español?
Un poco. Estoy estudiando español.
Muy bien. Disculpen, mi inglés es muy malo.
Buenos días.
Buenos días, que aproveche.
Gracias. ¿De dónde son ustedes?
Somos de Escocia. ¿Y usted de dónde es?
Yo soy española, de Burgos. Estoy aquí de viaje de negocios.
¿En qué trabaja?
Soy periodista. ¿Ustedes están de vacaciones?
Bueno, supongo que sí, pero también trabajamos un poco.
Bueno, el cacao para usted, el té para la señora y el café para usted, señor. Con leche, ¿verdad?
Sí, gracias.
Y aquí tienen pan tostado y croissant.
Muchas gracias.
¿Qué habitaciones tienen ustedes, por favor?
Nosotras estamos en la 210.
Y yo la 203.
Muy bien, muchas gracias.
Now, in each episode of this unit, we're trying to take a particular grammar point and cover it just a little more before we finish off this week's lesson. And you've probably guessed by now that this week we're going to concentrate on changing singular verbs into plural verbs. Now, this doesn't always work, but with many verbs, and particularly the verbs that we're going to be learning, you can convert a singular verb into a plural verb by adding one letter. Can you work out what that one letter is? Okay, so I'll give you a clue. ¿Qué prefiere usted? What do you prefer? Talking to one person in the formal form. And compare this to ¿Qué prefieren ustedes? Talking to a group of people. The key to all this is the letter N. It's what makes the difference between the U formal singular and the U formal plural. Now it's time to put this to the test. I'm going to give you a few phrases using the usted form, and you've got to try to change it to the ustedes form. So let's look at the first one. Usted está en España. So you're trying to put this into the plural. It becomes ustedes están en España, which is obviously very similar to usted está en España. Okay, let's try another one. Usted toca el piano. You see if you can put that into the plural form. It would become ustedes tocan el piano. Okay, one more. This time I'll give you the plural form and you put it into the singular. ¿Van ustedes al mercado? ¿Van ustedes al mercado? Now here we have an ustedes form that we've got to convert. So it's ¿Van ustedes? Do you go al mercado, to the market? So are you going to the market using the ustedes form? And to change that into the singular, you take off the N. ¿Va usted al mercado? Are you going to the market, speaking to one person formally? And that's where we're going to leave it today for this edition of Coffee Break Spanish. Thanks for joining us, and we hope it's been useful. You can join the Coffee Break Spanish community on Facebook at facebook.com/coffeebreakspanish and follow at Learn Spanish on Twitter. Muchas gracias y hasta pronto. This is a production of the Radiolingua Network. Find out more at radiolingua.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.